USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican members of the House Intelligence Committee are flagging reports about an emerging national security threat involving Russia and space technology. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says that he's known about it for about a month.
There's no need for public alarm. We are going to work together to address this matter, as we do all sensitive matters that are classified.
The Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Turner, has requested the Biden administration declassify the info so Congress and allies can openly discuss it. Speaker Johnson has had a meeting on the books with President Biden in the White House that's set to happen Thursday. The judge presiding over Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case will decide Thursday whether to remove District Attorney Fonnie Willis. USA's John Schaefer has more.
One of Trump's co-defendants argues that Willis should be disqualified because of her relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. According to Georgia State Law Professor Clark Cunningham, this issue could prolong the proceedings.
I think what we're looking at is a kind of a mini trial on the Fonnie Willis-Nathan Wade affair.
Willis is accused of financially benefiting from hiring Wade despite his purported lack of experience in prosecuting felony cases. Willis has acknowledged the relationship but maintains it began after she hired Wade.
Police say they quickly detained two suspects after a shooting that left one dead and multiple others injured during the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
So I just headed all the way over here. There's like second shots in Union Station. And she's like, get out of there right now.
Chiefs fan Gabe Wallace recounting the ordeal. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas.
We have spoken to the Kansas City Chiefs, who made clear that their prayers are with everyone who was at the parade today and everyone who was touched by this incident.
The inventor of the snack Pop-Tarts, William Post, has died. He was 96. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The White House is explaining why it's pressuring U.S. House members to pass a new bipartisan foreign aid package that's passed in the U.S. Senate.
This bill will enable the Ukrainian people to defend themselves against Russia's ongoing brutal and unprovoked attacks. It will provide Israel with what it needs to protect its people against Hamas terrorists.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, this separate foreign aid package now faces an uncertain road in the U.S. House. The college football playoff has secured a long-term partnership with ESPN. The college football playoff announced a new rights agreement with ESPN Tuesday, ensuring the network will exclusively broadcast the expanded 12-team tournament until at least 2031. The agreement, valued at $7.8 billion over 6 years, will take effect before the 2026 season. There's a new legal battle underway involving a large monkey breeding facility in South Georgia. It's being run by Safer Human Medicine and is expected to bring roughly 260 jobs to Decatur County in Georgia. Some local residents worry the facility, which will house thousands of monkeys, could harm the environment. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the local elected commission went back on an agreement to provide millions in revenue bonds for the project. The company has since filed for a court injunction in response. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.